You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
This is the Real Ass Podcast. Here's your host, Luis J. Gomez.
And we're back. You're back. We're back. We're all back together. You and I, and you and I, and me and you and you and I. What's up, Gomites? What's up, Real Ass fans, baby rattlesnakes? How you guys doing? It's a Friday. It's a Friday afternoon if you're listening or watching live. Starting a few minutes late. No big deal, though. We're feeling good today. I'm feeling great today, actually. Finally, my voice is back. It's been a week of being in pain. It has been a week of not being able to use the one thing that God gave me to fucking to become a leader to the fans out there. And it's a scary thing. I want to talk about that as well. But obviously, sitting with me as always, Zach Amico, international superstar. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, buddy.
And Chris fucking Scopo. What's up?
What's up, buddy? How you doing?
Chilling, man.
Was your voice fucked up from Montreal still?
Dude, it was bananas. Okay. All right. So I partied for a full week in Montreal, just being a psychopath. I mean, just partying more than I've ever partied in my entire life.
Everything's free there, right? In the booth, right?
For the most part. Yeah, for the most part. And then even when it wasn't free, there were agents and managers and industry people buying me drinks. So I didn't spend a ton of money. My boy John Fatigate bought me some drinks too.
Johnny Fatigate was there?
Johnny Fatigate was up there, bro.
Oh, shit. Look at you.
That's how big much the industry in doesn't want you. They take non-comics over.
They're
you,
taking
Scopo.
Guys who
yeah,
run
exactly.
A lab.
Fatigate, Sheba Mason, a bunch of non-comics are up there.
Look, dude. I partied a lot, and then here's what happened. I came back, and obviously I have a very strenuous work schedule as it is with podcasting and stand-up.
Oh, yeah. It's very strenuous.
A lot of stuff going on. But I also ended up doing Anthony Cumia's show the day after I got back, and I ended up doing the Sam Roberts show, which, you know, when I go on these platforms, I like to fucking bring it. So I brought some heat. I brought a lot of energy on both of those shows. Then on Wednesday, we did a Skankyoki show, where I fucking just laid down the hammer on karaoke, doing a little Garth Brooks. There's a photo of me, which I'll even pull up here because now I have the ability to pull it up.
Now that the studio's open in New York City, are you never going out to the compound again?
No, we'll go out.
I was going to say that.
We'll go out there here and there.
That looks like a good time.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of fun, dude. let me see if I can pull up this this photo. This is what we need a producer. We have a producer that's on the show today.
Yeah, it's a new one every week.
It's his last day.
It's your last day?
It's, first of all, talking to a mic. You have a microphone right in front of you, you psycho. Okay. Yeah, it's your last day. John left already. This is how little, stand-up New York cares about our operation here. They put a producer in here, and it's the last day that he could do anything, okay?
John did like the CEO thing, come in for 2 minutes and leave, and then spend the rest of the day golfing.
Yeah, and he leaves us with this guy who, we don't know why it's his last day. He could be fucking a psychopath. He could be, he could be a guy who has a lot of anger and hostility towards stand-up New York and the guys who run this place. Maybe just Jews in general.
Yeah, finally, we get a nice Aryan boy in the fucking producer seat, and he's leaving.
Why are you leaving, Jake?
The summer is over, and I'm going back to school.
You're in school. You look really old. How old are you?
Look 35 years old, Jake.
You're 21. You are falling apart, dude. He's a good looking guy.
Get some face cream.
Here's the deal, right? I thought that he was like 32.
I thought that's why I was like, this is a little weird. This guy's leaving. Like, is he getting fired? I immediately was like, oh, summer intern leaving. But then I looked at his face. I was like,
he's leaving because his wife is having her third kid.
Right. Yeah. I thought he was leaving to go off to war.
Yeah.
He couldn't avoid the draft. No, this guy is only 21. Do you do a lot of drugs?
No.
You look like it. Do you really don't look
You really
good.
Do look like you got here from Albuquerque.
Yeah, I'm pretty good.
Okay,
no, man. He's got teeth. He's good. I definitely not a pothead at all.
Do me a favor, man. Don't fuck it up today, all right, man? Let's just make it a good show.
Where do you go to school?
Classroom. All right, I'm fucking done talking to him. Yeah. He's not really that interesting, Scopo. No offense, Jake. You seem like a nice guy.
No, we'll make it into last show.
I don't know what I thought there was a picture of me singing a Skanky Yoki song, but apparently it's not fucking here. So whatever, guys. Whatever. I fucking blew my voice out, and now it's back though. So I sound
Thank
normal,
God.
Right?
Yeah, you sound.
I mean,
gravelly
you never really
usual.
Sound normal, but well, you sound the way you used to.
Here's
sound.
The problem, okay? If I try to speak at like this volume, which is like a normal speaking volume, then my voice starts cracking. What I have to do is I have to push myself. In order to actually come through. So now, like, I'm actually, like, I'm...
Plus, if you're not yelling, you forget you exist.
You want? If I'm not yelling, how will you know that I'm delivering punchlines? I did a new joke last night, and I just realized, like, what a fucking... Because here's what happens. I got Montreal, and I come back, and I just look at all my jokes down. I'm like, I'm so bored with my whole act. I'm not.
So you finally caught up with your audience?
Yeah, I get what they're doing when they're leaving to go to the bathroom while I'm on stage. I get it now. I'm just kind of bored with it. So I'm trying to do all these new jokes.
It's kind of bomb for a while, yeah.
Three or four new jokes, dude. And I'm fucking just, every time I deliver the punch, I start yelling and I'm like, oh, dude, I suck. I fucking stink. I have to trigger the audience when to laugh by me raising my fucking voice.
They'll never forget when you came to the Lantern and you had a great premise to a joke, but he had no punchline. So the punchline to him was, fuck that fucking little fuck. And that was the fucking punchline to the thing. Great
actually,
premise.
That's a joke that I'm now doing.
Yeah.
Which is a true kind of a true story. I've talked about this. Actually, it was birthed on the Real Ass Podcast, talking about how the little girl who pushed my oar, who,
yeah,
it was actually, the whole story was she was playing Truth or Dare with other little kids, and she dared another little kid to push my son down. I cut all the fat. After writing with Zach, I was realizing you got to just cut the fat. I looked at his body and I was like, dude, I want to live.
Yeah.
I want to live. I got to cut the fat out of everything that I do in life. No, I cut the fat. I just changed it to a 3-year-old boy pushed my 2-year-old son down. And then I have that moment. Now there's a punchline. Now you have that moment where do I say something to the little kid and like scold him? Or do I drag his father over in front of him and beat the shit out of him in front of him?
Just,
what, can I finish the fucking joke, you fucking piece of shit?
Go.
No, I was.
I thought we were going back
was,
and forth.
No,
come
no,
on.
I was doing,
now you're fucking making it a big deal.
No,
just
I'm not.
Go.
I was doing the punchline and then you literally just, instead of letting me say the punchline, you started talking over it.
The punchline wasn't that good.
Ugh. I fucking hate you. I really do. What? What were you going to say?
I was going to say, watching you not have a punchline the first time you did that joke, and then I could just see your face when you thought you had something in the premise, but then you had nothing at the end, was one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
Thanks, man. Thanks for saying the exact words that you said 2 minutes ago again and interrupting the punchline
for
the
joke.
I fucking hate you.
That's what I do.
I hate you, Scopo. I love you, but I hate you. I love you as a person. I hate you as a
personality
or as a person that I have to work with. I can't stand you. Your fucking face.
You don't have to work with me.
Your fucking fat ass. Every bit of it. So yeah, my voice is back. I'm feeling good. How was your weekend, guys? What did you guys do? Anything? Or how was your week, I guess? It's not a weekend.
Judged a little karaoke at Bar None last night.
Did you really?
I was one of the judges for their finals at Karaoke Idol, and I learned when you're a karaoke judge, white people get really mad at you, and black people don't give a shit. It was just like 24-year-old white people coming up to me and yelling at me that I didn't give them a high enough score.
Why did you get chosen as a karaoke judge?
I don't know, because they asked for a comic, and I'm one of the comics that works
there. Oh, my God. You're a comic
to
them?
Yes. No. I told, dude, this is my life. I'm a celebrity judge. I'm fucking gothic Bruce Valanche. I have no credits. I have nothing else, but people just think I'm a personality.
It's fucking so, you really just have that look.
If Zach had a better body, he'd be a good wrestler.
No, he could be a good wrestler with that body. Here's the problem, dude. Zach needs to go back in time, because if you go to like the 80s, or early 90s. There was plenty of guys.
I have that good Dusty Rhodes body. I'm just too short.
I think though, if Zach started working out when he was younger, he could have been a pro wrestler. He has that mentality. No,
but you don't need to. But here's the thing, dude. If you go back to the day, like, you know, the,
yeah, but now
the
it's Brooklyn not,
Brawler, but there's still some fat guys out there. No, you're right though. You're right. It's not as many, but back in the day, if you were born 20 years earlier, that was your calling.
Mm.
That was kind of my calling. I would have loved to be a pro wrestler. To this day, I still think about it from time to time.
If I had the cardio, I probably actually would be one of those guys who like gets fucking thrown through light tubes in high school gyms.
Yeah, backyard wrestler.
I have that in
because you don't care about fucking like cutting yourself up and doing stupid shit like that.
Oh, dude, I'm covered in fucking. I look at all my fucking Sabu scars.
I don't want to fucking look at your body. What is that, dude?
That is a razor blade and glass.
You just bladed yourself on stage for 13 people in a crowd for a punk rock show.
Yeah, exactly.
There's nobody even there.
Dude, it's his art. All right,
you weren't even famous enough to make it a thing.
Oh no, this one was a razor blade in L.A. That was like a little show at a gay bar, probably for like 20 people.
You opened a wound in a gay bar.
At a place called Club Dingaling.
Do you know how dangerously that is
dancing with the devil right there?
I won't
lie. That really is.
And I won't lie. There was like a little thing in the front of the stage, like a little divot. And I asked what it was. And they were like, that's the cum trough.
Oh.
And they said dudes back in the 80s used to all jerk off in it. And one guy would sit at the end like an ice luge and let it all come down into his mouth.
Are gay dudes like that? Into that type of shit? No.
I'd imagine not. You have to be all
a
fucking them.
You have to be a real.
Yeah, you have to be like the animal. I mean,
but dude, though, think about this though. If a bunch of girls got on
you
stage,
be the Bert and, Kreischer of gay guys,
and
the
they
machine,
just, they just started squirting. Like, I don't know if I drink it, but there would be a bunch of guys that lined up that would fucking do that shit.
Not now. When I was younger, there was a time in my life.
No, I'm not saying you, but there would be a lot of men that would do that.
There was a time in my life where I would have fucking done, because I used to jerk off to those squirt bukkake videos. Where they would just have one dude, like, they'd put him in the center of, like, an empty pool. Like kids used to, like, in the 70s, just skateboard in pools in, like, California.
Yeah.
It's, like, one of those pools, just be a dude in the center of it. And then 40, just pretty gross, not even porn star chicks, just chicks who showed up for it, that squirt in his mouth. And then what you come to find out years later is that most of that is just piss, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
There was a study done recently.
Yeah, most of it's piss.
It's just a bunch of piss. So a bunch of chicks are just pissing in this guy's mouth.
I had a girl squirt on me.
Yeah.
No, so did I. Now it's piss. I didn't realize that.
I threw up once because a girl squirted on me. I was double teaming this black girl with my friend.
Of course.
By the way, her story is I threw up once when I was getting double teamed by this monster and this black guy.
I was banging this black girl with my friend, and she was on top of me. And one of the things with the Prince Albert, the girl's really good with her G-spot.
Obviously, fuckface. If you were on top of her, she'd be dead. We'd be doing this story from behind a fucking glass wall.
And she's like, I'm going to squirt. I was like, okay, cool. And then she's like, no, it's going to be a lot. And I went to like get her off me. And her squirt arced and hit my bedroom wall. And then went down it. And then my whole mattress was wet. And I was like, all right, I need a second. I'm going to throw up. And I get her off me. And I'm like, okay, I'm not going to throw up. I'm not going to throw up. I'm not going to throw up. And I walked out of the room and they kept fucking. And then my roommate at the time sees me walk out like all white and disheveled. And he's like, what's wrong? And I was like, I'm grossed out, dude. And he goes, why are your socks wet? And I looked down and I realized that it all accumulated at the bottom of the bed. And my socks were wet like I was in the ocean. And I fucking puked on the floor.
Opening segment on the Real Ass Podcast, people. Yeah. This is what we do. We keep it fucking real.
Was she a hot black chick or no?
She was pretty alright. She did some porn.
Yeah.
So look, dude, we're talking about pro wrestling. We didn't get to talk about this last week. When did that Hogan story even hit?
Like 2 weeks ago now?
2 weeks ago, but it keeps building.
Why didn't we talk about this yet? What did we talk about last week?
Your post-Montreal.
It was a post-Montreal show.
Yeah, you got back from your party. You probably weren't up to date on the...
Well, that's the other thing. When you go out of town,
yeah,
you just lose...
Like time stops, kind of.
Well, yeah, dude, major world events can happen, and you could just, like, here's the thing, if you went on vacation, if you were a comic on the road the week of 9/11, that almost didn't happen. Like, you missed...
No, I think everyone...
No, it did not happen.
No, it did not happen.
You were not in New York City, it did not happen.
You did not see the towers go down.
No, but the Hogan thing, I didn't even realize was a fucking thing. I saw online something about him saying the N-word.
I thought they meant remember he was on the Sam Roberts show and he was talking about the Booker T interview when...
I've seen that.
I think at first I was like, oh, that's what they're mad about, that he said the N-word on air. And then I realized that it was a fucking about his daughter's fucking boyfriend.
Yeah, man. Do you even know what he said? What did he say, dude?
Yeah, basically what happened was it was so he had the sex tape with Bubba Love Sponge's wife. He got recorded in. No.
Not very jerkable.
No.
Suing Gawker, though, for, yeah. I think, $100 million.
But now we know, actually, probably wasn't that bummed about the sex tape part, but somebody might have told him what he said in it. Because what happened was he talked about his daughter was dating this black kid.
Like before?
Wait, was this in the sex tape?
Yeah, that's where it's from.
Oh.
So basically, in between boning this chick, he's just talking about his life. And he talks about his daughter.
You know, he really meant it, too, because he got off. Yeah. And he just had clear balls. He meant that shit.
So this is the audio from the sex tape.
Yeah.
And nobody knew what the audio was. Why?
Because all they had released was like an edited, like, 2-minute clip.
Got it.
But now he got the whole version blocked, this lawsuit. But now that the lawsuit's happening, it got leaked. That he actually goes on this race about his daughter was dating this black kid, and he basically says something along the lines of, I'd rather her date one of those 8-foot-tall NBA niggers.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm not racist, but fucking niggers. And it really escalates.
Why would he just drop the lawsuit if he knew that was going to come out? Did he say this? I'm not racist? People are like, oh, okay, Hulk Hogan.
But
we get it.
I had known about it because I actually have a friend who's an editor over at WWE, and the weekend of my film festival, I was like, are you going to come? He's like, no, man, I have to delete Hulk Hogan from fucking everything. Look at me. He's like, I'm just spending my week deleting Hulk Hogan from shit.
Is the audio out now?
I don't think the audio, there's a transcript, but not the audio.
Transcript is out.
No, I think the audio, hold on, look. I think this is the actual audio. Somebody said the audio leaked.
Yeah, I think the transcript of it leaked. I know there was a transcript about it.
I'd rather if she was going to fuck some...
You have stuff.
I know. It's making me angry that I can't say that word.
Zach, you want to say it for him?
Yeah, I said it already.
Can you just say it when I need you to jump in and say it?
Yeah, I got to help.
Zach.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd rather if she was going to fuck some...
Nigger. I'll be your pinch nigger.
Can you do my voice, though, when you do it? Sure, okay. Sure. I mean, I'd rather if she was going to fuck some...
Nigger.
I'd rather... Have her marry an 8-foot-tall
nigger
worth $100 million, like a basketball player. I guess we're all a little racist, fucking
niggers.
I can read Hulk Hogan saying it, can't I? Am I not allowed to say that? I don't understand why.
You're asking questions like someone's going to be here and be like,
I'm talking to the ghost of my father who's with me at all times. Okay, Dad. Hell,
he wasn't with you before.
Do you know how Dexter used to have like his dad come into the scenes and give him advice? I always see the ghost of my dad right over here, and he's just fucking smoking a blunt. He's got a pick in his hair. He looks just like Eazy-E. And I ask him advice from time to time. All right, Chris? So, Dad, what do you think I should do? Do you think I should be able to say the N-word freely, especially if I'm reading it from a transcript, especially if I was called the N-word my whole life by my family members? I've dealt with the plight.
Do whatever you want, man.
And he'll give you the same advice he always has.
Do whatever.
Yeah, Lewis, take a stab at it.
What do I do, Dad? Fuck.
I mean,
that is a real thing, though. Like, now that I fucking have like agents and casting directors looking at me, I have to worry about words that I'm using.
Yeah, dude, this is society.
No, it shouldn't be that way.
This is what we live in.
No, it shouldn't be that way. Comics should be able to freely search for whatever fucking words we want to search for and find whatever funny we're looking for and use whatever words we decide to use in order to find that funny.
Disagree with you, but it's fucking how we live now. It sucks. Trump was talking about that last night.
What was Trump saying last night? I want to get into that in a minute. Don't go into Trump yet because I want to finish talking about Hogan. And I want to play some of Trump's... debate last night because I think he's kind of hilarious and I don't care. I actually kind of hope he wins in a weird way. But Hogan, they erased him from history.
Basically, yeah, they removed him from the website. They don't sell any of his shit anymore.
Isn't he out of the Hall of Fame yet?
No, he's basically, if you look him up, he's just not going to show up. Like, you can buy DVDs and shit still if they're still on the shelves, but.
Now, is that going to be a forever lifetime thing? You can't erase.
I mean, even you can find Chris Benoit shit now if you look.
Here's what I don't understand, okay? Like, fine. He said some stupid racist shit. He said in the privacy of his own home. He didn't go on to a news fucking program and have an interview with, you know, Barbara Walters and was like, yeah, you know, fucking niggers. Like, no, that's not what happened. Okay. He had a pro. And in reality, I don't really give a shit if this 65-year-old man.
How did people think a 65-year-old man from Florida named Terry felt about his daughter having an interracial relationship? With the fucking mullet, too.
Yeah, I mean,
while he was fucking his friend Bubba's wife.
But I mean, what are you going to do? It's like, you know, you get people, and I've said this before. I think I said this about Anthony Cumia specifically, because people give me shit about him being racist. Anthony's not racist like that. I've never heard
it's
Anthony.
It's just a 65-year-old man.
I've never heard Anthony even use the N-word. I'm around Anthony, you know, pretty regularly. But
because the studio's soundproof.
But the truth is, you know, it's just kind of a generational thing. You get older white guys from that generation. They have some fucking views on the world that are a little bit different. Unless your actions are going out and you are hurting people or infringing on somebody else's rights, I don't really care if you have some bigoted views. You know, if I've heard sports fans from like other cities be like, oh, fucking Yankees fans, dude. I hope he gets hit by a fucking car. Fuck, look at him in his fucking Yankees hat, dude. They get jumped and start throwing fucking beer bottles at him. If you go in a Yankees hat to a Boston game, you might get into a fight. Some people are going to say some shit to you. How is that any less quote unquote racist than behind closed doors saying like, ah, yeah, dude, I really prefer my daughter to date a black guy. And if she did, I'd rather be a fucking multimillionaire one, not just some fucking, you know. I get that it's racist what he's saying, but if you just take away.
Be an athlete if you're going to date my daughter. That's what he's trying to say.
But if you take away the fact that it's just, like, what is the difference? If it's just a color of a hat, what is really the true difference? I think it's even more ignorant if you're doing it because you just like some fucking sports team.
Yeah, I mean, he comes from a world where black people can be anything. They can be friends with a parrot and dance.
Yep.
They can be a rich guy's butler. They can
live in a junkyard.
Exactly. They can wear a chain and bark like a dog.
They could be from the jungles of Uganda, like a real animal.
Yeah, they can slap their belly and have stars in their face. Mama! Mama! They can be Dennis Rodman.
Dude, how great. Well, I mean, wrestling used to just be hilariously racist. We lived in a time where everything used to just be a little funnier.
Did you ever watch
a little more racist, a little more fucking, like, we talked about this on Legion of Skanks recently, but the cartoons, there was like in everything, in kids movies, there was the A storyline was for the kids, and then the B storyline, the subtext, was for the adults, and there was all these race and sex jokes.
Yeah.
And in wrestling, there was a ton of that. In wrestling, it was just pure fucking ignorance in the 80s and the 90s, dude. I mean, it was fucking hilarious.
Even like TV shows back then were just fucking racist, and that could never get on TV now, like All in the Family.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, what he says? I'd never get on
the thing. Here's right, like, art imitates life, life imitates art. What happens is we start to put all these restrictions on what we can see, and it's almost like why are you on your cell phone? You're killing me.
I'm bringing up a clip for you to search. Okay. It's something I want to show. Good.
From now on, just tell our fucking producer to do that.
No problem. Sorry about that.
It just distracts me. It's fine.
All right, go to YouTube. Politically incorrect wrestling promos. There's a thing from women's championship wrestling in the like 70s and 80s. You're gonna fucking, this is what wrestling used to be.
The glory days.
Correct.
Politically incorrect wrestling promo.
Okay, did you ever see the one with Jerry Lawler?
Yes.
In Puerto Rico?
Yes.
I'll play that one after this. Which one did you want me to pull up?
The top one.
This one right here. All right, dude. When I pull this up, pull it up on the screen.
And
right?
You're gonna want to scroll towards the end of the video after the ad.
Okay.
I apologize that it's at the end of it, but it's so many. So the people in this are Prince something. I can't remember his name. And the black guy in it, his name is Boogaloo Brown.
Right here.
Yeah. Come to the bottom. I'll tell you when this clip starts. Exactly.
It's so racist.
It's at the end of this Cactus Jack.
Oh my God, that's old school Cactus Jack.
Town, boys, and the sights ain't gonna be there anymore.
Women, it's
thinks.
Shut up.
This thinks. Shut your face.
Because
this thing thinks that he's the best manager.
No, brother,
in the world.
I don't think. First of all, black man shouldn't be talking first. That's the first thing. Okay. You ought to be sitting in the back of some line. Okay.
Right.
First off,
saying right.
I've claimed openly I've done more in the business than professional wrestling. It's obvious. The sexiest combination. People come say, Prince, you're better looking than my wife. And I say, yes.
Sex. This is not Falcon Crest. This is wrestling. We ain't about no sex, baby. We're here to win.
Disgusting.
And you are disgusting.
You can see.
She doesn't even deserve to be on the ring with
this. This is no class.
The Greek condominium over here. The Greek.
Boy, I'll rip your head off.
Oh, let's say you try, you disgusting creature. Leave him alone.
Come on, punk.
Come fight me, you horrible creature.
He's such a faggot. I don't understand. You better take
it. You ought to be shining too.
Leave him
alone.
That was on TV.
I told you. Wow is all I can say.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
Then he goes, he's such a faggot. And then his response to faggot is, that nigger ought to be shining shoes.
Yeah, that's
a black guy shouldn't be. A black man shouldn't be talking first.
He goes, you should be on the back of some line.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, that's yeah, dude. But that's in a weird way. I kind of like that more. I like that you're right.
Why?
So what? I'll tell you. I'm in the middle of saying why. This is a little bit more.
On Thursday night, the GOP debate kicked off in Cleveland.
What the fuck is this?
As expected, Donald Trump stole the show with his blissfully ignorant demeanor and wildly hilarious comments. For example, when asked about
what the fuck was that, Jake? Was that you?
Not me.
Right, did the YouTube thing just turn
no,
over?
No, I turned off YouTube. It's fine. No, dude, it's like you have when we're just fucking making every product that we go out kind of be the same narrative and the same safe thing, and everyone has the same view and everybody's equal. What we're doing is we're kind of turning everybody into the same fucking thing. Like, we're all the same person now. It's like kids that are growing up watching TV now, it's almost like it's always the same exact safe message. And I just feel like you can recognize that racism is wrong. It doesn't necessarily have to be brushed under the carpet. Making fun of it and kind of having, look, obviously, like, that's super fucking ignorant, but the fact that we hide from words like this in every area of life, even on an uncensored podcast, I have to be worried about using words like that. I don't know, man. I just feel like it's a worse thing. I think that racism is there, and I feel like it ends up being more brutal when you don't let the air out of the tires a little bit. You know, if you look at YouTube comments, like, I didn't even look at the YouTube comments on that, but I guarantee you there are people that are going like, yeah, man, niggers shouldn't be able to talk first. I don't understand why. Like, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying you need to kind of be able to fucking poke fun at these things, and they need to be like, look, dude, old school Saturday Night Live, you know, racist and sexist and how many funny, amazing things were.
Oh, the funniest, is they never show the clip. I think it's like hard to find. They did a rape hotline sketch in the second season. And so it's like, oh, you call in the rape hotline. Mm-hmm. And it's John Belushi going, yeah, man. I mean, she punched me. She was scratching at me the whole time. He was the rapist calling in.
Oh, that's hilarious.
So funny. It's so fucking funny.
Can't find it.
But yeah, no, you'll never find it.
There was another one that I watched. It was a pedophile one. I mean, it's just the whole sketch is the guy comes in and he's their uncle and he just molests them throughout the whole fucking sketch the whole time. And it's like, yeah, dude, like, are there people that that's a quote unquote trigger for that they see that and that reminds them of, it's like, well, yeah, dude. But at the same time, it's like, I mean, there are a million different little things that can be triggers. To say the one art form that we can't talk about these things or use certain words is comedy, I think it's the exact opposite attitude. I mean, dude, you need to fucking be able to laugh at really, you need to be able
laughing
to
is gonna
laugh
help
at the darker shit in life. I think that takes away the power from it. When you pretend that there isn't racism in the world, dude, it's fucking out there. When you pretend that there isn't fucking bad people that are child molesters and rapists, if you're just going to try to hide that from everything, dude, I don't know if that does any, what is the positive side of doing that?
I think if anything, bringing it to light helps, like, educate people. Cause, like, look at even like the Eddie Murphy, pretending to be white for a day sketch that probably actually spoke to people.
I didn't see the sketch.
Well, there was like an old Eddie Murphy sketch where he like got on the bus, pretended to be white, and they like, once the last black guy got off the bus, they like served him drinks and had a party. Dude. And then like he went to go buy a newspaper, and when the black guy left, the guy behind the counter was like, just take it. And he's like, what do you mean? He goes, you're white. It's fine.
Yeah, I remember this now. Like, That's great. Yeah, did you ever see the Chris Rock How to Not Get Your Ass Kicked by the Police sketch?
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
that's
yeah,
one of my fucking favorite sketches. And it's just, look, I don't even mean to be an asshole here, but it's so, I'll play a little bit of it. It's just kind of true. You know, like, it's just, here's the truth, man. If you, I'm not saying that there are not any cops out there that are going to fucking kick your ass, black, white, whatever. Yeah, that's going to happen in the world. Just like there's going to be a fucking psycho with a chainsaw on the subway platform one day that's going to cut somebody in half. Obviously, that's going to happen one day. It's inevitable. There's psychos in the world. There's shitty people. But just typically, it was such a smart sketch. This is from like 97.
Well, in the black community, myself, often worry that we might be a victim of police brutality. So as a public service, the Chris Rock Show proudly presents this educational video. Have you ever been face to face with a police officer and wondered, is he about to kick my ass? Well, wonder no more. If you follow these easy tips, you'll be fine. First, obey the law. Laws were made for a reason. Think of them as hints. You've heard people say, man, I wouldn't do that shit if I was you. Well, here's some of that shit. Carjacking, armed robbery, arson, selling drugs, buying drugs, stabbing, shooting. You know, you probably won't get your ass kicked if you just use common sense. If you jump a subway turnstile, you might just get off with a warning from the police. But if you jump a turnstile carrying a loaded gun and smoking a joint, maybe you need your ass kicked. We all know what happened to Rodney.
And look, yeah, I mean, look, you get it. But hey, look, I mean, here's the deal, right? People will fucking look at that today and like there'll be a fucking movement against that, this thing right here. You can't say that. A white person cannot say that. But even black people now, I saw guys, you know, basically saying the same thing that were bloggers, and other black people would get really fucking upset. And they'd be like, you know, it's like, let's call him an Uncle Tom or whatever it is. And it's like, no, dude, it's like, yeah, I know that there's systematic issues, okay? And I understand that there's definitely, you know, there's definitely disadvantages at being a minority. And I've seen those disadvantages firsthand. But it's like, I think in general, if you just don't fucking run from the cops, if you don't commit any crazy crimes, you're going to probably go throughout your life without getting your fucking ass beat by the cops. Typically, you know. Not saying it's 100%.
Yeah, and there are psychos like the guy. Did you watch the body cam footage? The guy that just shot the guy in the head when he tried to roll away in the car.
I did watch the body cam footage. Was he just a psycho, or did he just fucking like? I think he just fucking fucked up. It's, I don't know if he's a psycho. I don't know if he's a cold blooded killer. I think he's just, here's the problem, right? You get cops that they're just not trained to be in a situation where they feel yeah. threatened, and they have like, and I've said this before, pull a fucking trigger, to press a button and it takes somebody's life. I think it's a lot easier to disconnect than if you have to actually go up, you know, and have hand on hand combat with somebody.
I'm pretty sure a cop's not supposed to like point blank shoot somebody in the fucking temple.
What were the keywords of that? I want to watch that.
Man, I'm going to try and remember.
Cop shoots. What was his name? What? Samuel. In the mic, Jake. I'm glad you're leaving.
Samuel DuBose, that's the guy that got shot.
DuBose. D-U-B-O-S-E. Okay. Let's see.
Scopo, you seen this?
No, I've not seen this.
This one's, and he shot him in the head.
This one's pretty rough. Like, this one's hard to justify.
I don't really want to see
it. Let's see. Well, we're seeing it, Scopo.
I want to see Dad die.
You know, it's not that graphic. Going back to the female,
actually. My wife, her name is Sean DeVries. Okay. We don't have a front license plate on your car.
Sir, your hat matches your shorts and your shirt. Something is not right here.
Yeah, that's got to go where the front plate's supposed to go. You don't have to reach for it. It's okay. You have a license on you?
So he reaches for it.
For what?
He keeps on asking him.
Actually, it is.
Okay. Let's see.
Yeah, this is way past it.
Okay. Right, not way past it. It's fucking 8 seconds past it.
Okay. Where do you say that? down here? Okay. Well, until I can figure out if you have a license or not, go ahead and take your seatbelt off for me. Go ahead and take your seatbelt off. Stop! Stop!
I mean, I gotta just say, I'm glad this guy's fucking... The fact that he drives 30 feet away after he gets shot in the head.
I think his feet were... Like, he literally, like, his feet went on the...
And he was already dead.
Yeah, like, in Reservoir Dogs.
Jesus Christ.
Why the fuck... Why the cop pull the gun out?
I mean, look, dude, I think if somebody goes to drive away, I don't know what's protocol, but I think you probably pull your gun out and say freeze. If you've detained somebody and then they're about to drive away in the car, you know, like, yeah, dude, I don't... Here's the thing, right? I can't make... I don't know what happened.
It's hard
there.
To make that judgment call.
To say, now look, here's the thing. Fuck this cop. He shouldn't be a cop.
Yeah.
Whether it's criminal negligence, you know, to say that isn't as negligent as having a couple beers and accidentally getting into a car accident, pulling your gun out and just fucking blasting somebody in the head. I mean, I can't say that guy's a psychopath.
Yeah, like that case, he should have had a taser. At that point, where you fucking taser him.
Dude, I can't say that, dude. Here's the thing, right? This guy is in his car. He doesn't have his license. He keeps on reaching for his glove box. I mean, I watched the video a couple times. He's reaching for his glove box. He's not giving the guy any straight answers. You know, the guy's doing it. The guy's trying to give him his name to get the cop to go away.
So he can drive away.
So he can drive away. Yeah. So that's what's going on there. The guy was obviously either in a stolen car. I don't even know. Jake, you look up the details. What was the deal? What was the deal with the guy?
He didn't have a front license plate. He didn't have a license.
Well, let's say, I mean, he didn't.
It was sketchy.
He didn't drive away because he was going to get a ticket for a front license plate. He drove away because he obviously had a criminal record. So I'd like to see what.
I just want to know
what the other details of the case were, because a lot of the times we end up championing the guys who get killed. And look, it's not like this is fucked up, but a lot of times I can't say that this guy is necessarily a hero right away, which is what we do immediately.
Like the cop should, I mean, I thought he should have just told him, all right, take the fucking keys out of the ignition and drop him on the floor. Isn't that a way to fucking make sure he doesn't drive away?
Dude, I don't know that cop broke protocol in any moment except for pulling the gun out and blasting the guy in his fucking head.
Yeah.
The problem is that is a really, that's a really, really big fuck up, dude. It seemed like to me watching it and watching it again, he pulled the gun out to say freeze and it just fucking fired, dude. He just sucked. He just wasn't ready to be the guy to be in that job. I remember when I used to work at Hot Topic when I was in high school, I was really...
You shot the pricing gun at a black guy's temple?
I shot a black guy in the head once. He came at me. What was I going
to
do?
You're not supposed to shop at Hot Topic.
Get out! Get out! I was just really bad at folding clothes. You had to use a clipboard to fold the clothes in this perfect way. And I was so horrific at it. It was the fucking bane of my existence was folding t-shirts at Hot Topic. To be a kid who would fucking unfold it, I'd just give him a dirty look. I was horrific just in the moment. He was as good at pulling his gun out at a black guy as I am at folding t-shirts at Hot Topic. The difference is I didn't end up killing anybody and he fucking killed somebody. What's the deal with this guy? DeBose.
He pulled him over for the license plate that wasn't on there, and then he kept asking him for his license.
Okay.
And he just kind of kept.
I know all that stuff, but what's does he have a criminal record? This guy.
Well, that's when he started driving away. The guy was like, "All right,
we have the information after the fact now, don't we? Did you just read a blog of what we just watched? God damn it, Jake. Fucking Jake, man. Let me know. I want to know what this guy's deal was, and I want to know about the cop as well. Give me a profile of the cop. Give me a profile of this guy. I want to know what's going on. Because look, if this cop has a history of fucking pulling his gun and shooting people in the head, then it's all right. Maybe he's a psychopath. But this is what we do. We immediately jump to that conclusion, you know. But look, dude. Maybe it's better training. Maybe it's better fucking. But once again,
better training. The training's not
once
good.
Again. Some of the blame has to fall on Sam DeBose, who tried to drive away when a cop had him stopped. No matter what, like, obviously this guy should be dead. Obviously, I've said this about a few different cases at this point. Okay.
It said that between 1995 and 2009, he was charged with driving without a license 13 different times. And he's been caught driving with a suspended license 8 times.
Ah, the animal. All right, never mind. He deserved to be put down. I take it all back, guys. You do not drive with a suspended license.
Without a license.
Or without a license. No, I'm kidding, obviously.
Did somebody get this guy a bike?
There's a lot of solutions. Maybe Segway could have donated one of their Segway scooters. There's other solutions here. We did not have to kill this guy. What else could he have done? He could have started taking up jogging. Maybe a bit in better shape.
Well, ever since that guy with the white beard beat the shit out of him on the bus, he was afraid to go on it.
That's a great video.
Oh, shit. Look, dude, you know, it's another unfortunate fucking thing. It's another cop that shouldn't be out there. Look, maybe.
But it's just a whirlwind of gray areas, and people want right.
No, no,
wrong.
No. That's their elbows. And it's ash.
But it's all gray area. It's not. There's no right. I mean, everyone's wrong. Everything's hard. This escalated horribly.
Yeah, that is. Here's the thing, man. And you know, Dave Smith talked about this on his Part of the Problem podcast, which is coming up live right after this. So if you guys want to stick around for the Part of the Problem podcast, which I believe there's a 50-50 shot that Anthony Cumia is going to be on it with Dave today, if he remembers. That's where they're at right now. I know Dave texted him this morning and he hasn't gotten anything back yet, so we'll see. But you know, Dave talked about it. He was like, no, everybody should be suited with body cams. We should have. I mean, even at the very least, audio recordings going on during these altercations, because just like there's a black box in an airplane, when something goes wrong in an airplane, they want to fucking know. I think that would be a very smart thing. It eliminates a lot of the fucking doubt in these things. And look, don't get me wrong, I think a lot of times we get these stories become sensationalized and people riot and protest and hurt each other and stop being friends with certain people because of the videos. So there's some negative side too, because people will edit videos down and just make it look worse than it is, or you don't have the whole story from the video. But I think it does do more good than harm to have something like this, because watching this, I go, okay, no matter what, that guy should not have the ability to touch a button and kill somebody. That guy should not have that. There should be some sort of training to know that you are ready to fucking be nervous, to be afraid, but to still have your composure and have something at your hip that you could fucking take somebody's life at a push of a button.
I think they also need better psychological evaluations of these guys. They're not that great. It's a test, really.
Look, dude, I don't know that, like, if I'm going to find out, oh, an aggressive personality type, he's too aggressive to be a cop. Ah. You know, dude, somebody that has to be willing to fucking make a split decision to fucking pull out a gun and save somebody's life, they have to be a little tougher than the fucking average guy. I don't want a pussy. There was another video that I watched.
No, I'm not saying he's a pussy.
Where there was a guy that was coming at the fucking cop, and he was going, shoot me, and he had his hand at his waist. I'll pull that one up. And the cop wouldn't shoot the guy.
I'm not saying shoot him, but I think this guy was scared at that point. It's. I think his fear took over, and that's why he might have. That's why he shot him.
I gotta.
If he wasn't scared of the situation, he wouldn't take his gun out.
No, like I said, Scopo, I don't know that that's true. Okay, the protocol for being a cop, if somebody starts driving away from you, is probably pull your gun out and say freeze. I have to just assume that. That's not crazy to me. I don't want to change that protocol. That's okay to me. I have no problem.
Yeah, I think you have to be a little. Well, I mean, who would you rather be a cop, Lewis or fucking Joe Mackey? You know, Joe Mackey. I can't remember.
What's the situation?
Freeze, Annie. Mister! Stop or I'll shoot. Oh wait, that's a hot dog. That's a rubber chicken. Or do you want somebody like me? Hey, fuckface, get on the fucking floor. Now, I'm going to put a fucking bullet in the back of your head.
Sir, I have you on camera. Sir.
Good. Yeah. I'm going to fucking put a bullet through that lens and through your fucking eye. Sir. 3, 2, 1.
Are you being a cop or is this one of your sets at LOL?
I'm trying a new joke. This is my new punchline. I don't know. I think I would rather that guy.
I'm just picturing a sketch with this cop where he's like at a barbecue and every time he tries to like put ketchup or mustard on a hot dog, he shoots his friends in the head. Whoops.
Whoops, mister. Yeah, dude, I don't know. And I can't find the video right now. It doesn't even matter. But a guy basically starts just fucking running at a cop, with his hand in his waist. You don't know what he has in his waist. Going, shoot me, shoot me. And the cops go, no, I'm not going to do it, man. Not going to do it. Not going to do it. I'm like, dude, fucking put, light him the fuck up. Light him up. If there's ever a time where you're justified to fucking light a dude up, please. By the great Adrienne Appalucci joke. Oh my God, so funny. She's done it a few times. I think it's one of her newer ones. She's just like, yeah, a lot of police shooting. She was like, can the police just please shoot a white person just once? Just come on.
No, dude. No. It's the joke is when she hears about a shooting, someone dying, she goes, oh, please let them be white.
Yeah, it's fucking great, dude. What a fucking great joke. She's like, just this once.
Yeah.
But it's, yeah, dude, look, man, I don't make light of this guy fucking dying. I think it sucks. I think it sucks that this cop shot him. I think it sucks that this guy's out there. This cop is out on the street. Is the cop suspended? What's the deal with him?
He definitely is. Yeah.
I think he's charged with murder, actually, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, I read that. He's charged with murder, which I don't know. Murder.
Manslaughter, maybe.
I think it's like, I think that's, it's more manslaughter. I mean, look, I'm watching the video. It doesn't seem like. Like, he wasn't even being an aggressive, dicky cop. He was actually being a pretty reasonable fucking cop. The guy slammed his fucking door. You don't know where this guy's hands are going. You got to remember, we're all trying to get home to our kids. You know, I don't know if this guy's got a kid to go home to or whatever it is, but at one point, there's this instant.
We can assume the guy in the car did.
Yeah, we assume he's got a few. But you have to assume that, you know, if you had a family to go home to, your instinct to survive kicks in. And if you're really afraid and this guy's acting, you know, like I said, dude, the whole thing just fucking stinks. The whole thing sucks. I don't feel bad for the cop. You know, this is the job you chose to do. If you know, that's the other thing, is like, you understand the parameters of that job. You know, when I was a little kid, my best friend John Hickey, his dad was a police sergeant in our town. He got into the newspaper because he fucking wrestled a meat cleaver away from like a dude and like a, there was a bar fight, and he like fucking, instead of pulling out his gun, he like, you know, wrestled, but he was a big fucking tough guy. This guy was a fucking monster. John Hickey's dad was a monster. He was so fucking tough. Big muscly guy. And it was like a fucking badass thing. And I remember just being a little kid being like, oh, I never want to do that. I never want to, but it wasn't like, I remember even as a little kid, not even thinking like, oh, why didn't he just put bullets in him? You know, I just thought it was like, you're a cop. You have this dangerous job. You have this job where you're putting your life at risk. It's not as easy as like sitting in a car. It's like, ping, ping, ping. Let me just shoot people. You know, it's especially a New York City cop where there's a lot of these young fucking rookies. They put them up in the Bronx, dude.
They put them in the worst areas.
It's a scary job. And you got, if you have a family or anything to fucking live for, if you're not just some fucking rogue agent with a cyborg eye, like, you know, which is nobody, like everybody's got some shit out there. I understand the instinct of fucking being a little bit nervous and being there, but it's like, you know, don't hire pussies. Hire a fuck. I don't care how mean cops are to people that are breaking the law. I really don't. When I see videos of fucking cops being a little bit rough with somebody who's kind of resisting arrest, cops are fucking when they're roughing them up a little bit, they're cursing at them. They got some punk ass kid, some 13-year-old kids. Like, I ain't got to listen to you. And the cop says, yeah, go fuck yourself. Get on the fucking ground right now. And then everyone's like, yeah, that's a kid. You don't got to talk to a kid that way. That's a child. Go fuck yourself, dude. Look, don't be an asshole. Okay. If you show me the case where a cop just walks up to a person, not committing any crime, white, black, Indian, Asian, whatever it is, I don't care, and they just start fucking bullying them, everyone in the world agrees that that's wrong. There's no debate. It's black and white. That is a wrong thing. But you can't fucking tell me if you're committing a crime and you get caught that you now have some sort of right. There's a notion that the police work for us because we pay taxes. We have this crazy notion. The police don't work for us. They're not employed by us. Okay. We're a part of a different system. Okay. We're all buying into this. Go live on a fucking island somewhere. Go live in Jamaica. The police don't really get involved in anything on a smaller level. They fucking.
That's why it's corrupt.
Yeah. But that's, if that's what you want.
Yeah. Enjoy your machete wound and fucking live in Jamaica.
One of the worst fistfights I ever saw was in Jamaica. Two guys just fucking going at it, and like the other dude grabbed a giant rock and split the other dude's head open with it. It was crazy. Jesus. And then I saw
all the villagers went, yay, and they ate him. But then also, once you're caught, you're caught. There's no talking your way out. Like, you can't outrun a radio. And at the same time, like, anyone who sat in the car, when the cop put you in the car, if you sit in the seat, you don't get your fucking head slammed into the hood of the car. You know?
Like, if you resist, you're going to get fucked up.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. Yeah, yeah.
All right. I want to see some of these Trump debate highlights and lowlights. Let's see what we got here. Donald Trump, the presidential nominee, or the number one, in the number one seat right now, the Republican
poll leader. Like
fat pigs, dogs, slobs, and disgusting animals. Your Twitter account.
Hold on. Now already. All right. First of all, do you have this up on the screen? They can hear my voice still. Okay. So I love Donald right now. Just already. Yeah. That fucking is like, bitch. All right. Just shut the fuck up. I called one chick that I don't like a fucking pig and a slob. That's what I don't like. Okay. Here's the thing, right? I love Donald. I haven't heard him say one word. I am on his side already. Just from hearing this one question. Is that Megyn Kelly?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So it ends up being this fucking twatty, shady fucking move, and you disguise the question and make it about him against women as opposed to a very specific thing. If you want to go to any person in the world and take what they say about a person that they hate and then generalize it based off of that person's sexual or racial characteristics, you can make them sound like a pretty shitty person. Okay? A very bad fucking person. The shit that I said about Corinne Fisher from the Guys We Fuck podcast, if you just generalized and said, Lewis feels that way, about women. Women you don't like, you've said that. If you said that, dude, you make me look like an animal. I'm trying to think of a black guy. If I go into an argument with a black guy and you just generalize it and said, black people you don't like, you've said that they are this and this and this. You fill in the blank, Zach.
Yeah.
In my voice, come on. But you could really make it look that way. And I don't like that already. And that's why I don't like the fucking politics game in itself. It's like, just fucking... just say, talk about the real issues. Ask him a real question. I want to see what Trump says.
Only Rosie O'Donnell.
Only, good. Good, only Rosie O'Donnell, good.
And he got a laugh.
It was well beyond Rosie O'Donnell.
Yes, I'm sure it was.
Your Twitter account has several disparaging comments about women's looks. You once told a contestant on Celebrity Apprentice it would be a pretty picture to see her on her knees. Does that sound to you like the temperament of a man we should elect as president?
This country is in big trouble. We don't win anymore. We lose to China. We lose to Mexico, both in trade and at the border. We lose to everybody. And honestly, Megan, if you don't like it, I'm sorry. I've been very nice to you, although I could probably maybe not be based on the way you have treated me, but I wouldn't do that. But you know what? We need strength. We need energy. We need quickness, and we need brain.
He's describing me. We need Louis J. Gomez as the president. What were you going to say, Scopes?
No, I'm sorry. I thought there was a different clip, because he said that, that we're losing to China in his closing argument, so I thought it was a different clip.
Okay. Thanks, Scopo. Once again. Showalter Scopo. You are the international superstar.
Well, I have to
superstar.
Stop you from your fucking...
I'm the real-ass dude.
I
Chris Scopo,
stop
the Showalter.
From your fucking rants every once in a while.
Mexico is sending. Many killings, murders, crime, drugs pouring across the border, our money going out and the drugs coming in. And I said, we need to build a wall, and it has to be built quickly. And I don't mind having a big, beautiful door in that wall so that people can come into this country legally, because our leaders are stupid. Our politicians are stupid. And the Mexican government is much smarter, much sharper, much more cunning. And they send the bad ones over because they don't want to pay for them. They don't want to take care of them. Why should they, when the stupid leaders of the United States will do it for them? And that's what's happening, whether you like it or not.
Real fast, dude, he went off. They asked him about insurance, health insurance, and he goes, every one of these politicians are in the pockets of the health insurance. They will tell them what to do, and that's what will happen. He basically is like, I'm not in the fucking pocket. I have so much money.
As far as
hilarious.
Single payer, it works in Canada. It works incredibly well in Scotland.
Hold on one second.
I got a news flash.
I know. Hold on, Senator Paul.
News flash. The Republican Party's been fighting against a single payer system for a decade. So I think you're on the wrong side of this if you're still arguing for a single payer system.
I don't think you heard me. You're having a hard time tonight.
All right.
Yes. Yes. The Don. Throwing it down with Rand Paul, Dave Smith's guy. I like it. He doesn't pull any punches. I don't even know what the fuck he's talking about. Here's the thing.
It's refreshing to see. It's good to see.
I don't care what he's talking about. Are we going to all pretend that it matters who gets elected? Are we going to all sit here and pretend that the end result, the bottom line for any of us, is going to change, whether it's fucking Donald Trump, Rand Paul, Hillary Clinton, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Bugs Bunny, Zach Amico, any of these people? It doesn't matter. It is just who is going to be the people, who's going to be the person that can get people motivated, who's going to be the person that can be a figurehead to kind of get people's temperaments changed. All they are, all the president is a personality that you can, it's like, you know how they say like certain colors like make people feel good? He's a fucking a light green shirt. That's all it is, dude. He's a fucking mood ring. Okay. That's it is. You put somebody like, fucking Obama up there that inspires hope and change and all this other shit. And it just kind of is like, all right, dude, people feel good about it. I feel great about Donald Trump. Hillary seems like an old cunt. I'm going to be honest with you guys. Okay. I don't choose party lines. I create party lines. I don't fucking decide to stand with other people. People decide to stand with me. And I'm telling you right now, I think that Donald Trump should be president. He inspires like in the spirit of freedom of speech, just some of the stupid shit he says. I go, yeah, fucking A, good. Talk about how fucking all the Mexicans that are coming over the border are criminals. Good. I would rather have that. We talk about this in the beginning of the show. I would rather be in a country where people are having open, honest conversations and not sweeping everything under a carpet and not pretending that everybody's equal and not pretending that everybody is great. And then fucking, sure, dude, it's our president saying stupid racist shit, but does it really fucking matter? If people are fucking feeling great and feeling amazing and feeling proud about being Americans, I love it, dude. More power to him.
I think he's a fucking nightmare. The only reason I would want to see Donald Trump president is so that I can watch his comb over fucking blow when a fucking Mexican sniper blows his brains out during his inaugural address.
Why do you think that he'd be bad as a president?
Because he's fucking gone bankrupt 3 times. He's fucking driven businesses into the ground. He's in bed with the fucking mafia. He owns casinos. Okay. In fucking
everybody. If you look at every fucking president and you go through their who they've been in bed with, presidents have been in bed with terrorist organizations.
Corporations, dude. Yeah.
I mean, they take lobbying from every fucking corporation. So I'm not going to look at the fact that if you look at through the history of Donald Trump, he probably did some shady business dealings in the fucking 80s with some mafia. I don't care, dude. I don't care. I'm glad that it's just fucking out there. And you can really, him going bankrupt 3 times, dude, he's a multi, what is he, a billionaire?
He's worth $9
billion. Yeah, dude, he's a billionaire, okay? It's not that he doesn't know how to run a business. It's he knew when to tap out with that business. He understood that the play was to go bankrupt. It's not like he's broke. He's not fucking Mike Tyson or...
I don't think the play was to go bankrupt, dude. I don't think he wanted to drive his hotels into fucking bankruptcy.
No, it's not that he wanted to drive his hotels into bankruptcy.
He's saying at that point, the best thing to do.
Yeah, he's a savvy business person. It's like if you are running probably at this point hundreds of corporations that he's opened up. I mean, everything from golf courses to resorts to fucking, you know, charitable organizations. I mean, dude, I have no idea how many businesses that Trump is under that brand and that umbrella. The fact that he's only had 3 of his businesses go bankrupt in the history of fucking Donald Trump, it's actually more impressive. More impressive than not.
I think he's a nightmare. I think he's just going to say something that turns everybody on him.
It was casinos. It's kind of hard to bank up a casino.
That's not true. In Atlantic City, the Revel Casino just opened up 2 years ago, and it's already closed. I mean, especially in Atlantic City, dude, casinos open and close all the time. It's a dying city. They tried to recreate Vegas on a fucking garbage dump, and it didn't work out. So, like,
Atlantic City literally is Las Vegas in New Jersey.
No, it's terrible, yeah. I've been to Vegas actually more times than I've been to AC.
Yeah, AC fucking blows, dude. But yeah, dude, I still don't understand why you would think that he would be a bad candidate.
I just don't trust him to go talk to other countries' leaders and make good things happen.
Yeah, but he doesn't actually do that. He's like gonna sit down, he's gonna have a beer with them. It's gonna be hilarious. It's the same exact shit. Do you think after watching Obama act in multiple sketches, after watching him on multiple night show appearances, Saturday Night Live, the What the Fuck podcast, it just became that much more apparent how much of an actor President Obama is. He's actually a legitimately good actor, and he's in a position where he's got to go and act a certain way in certain things. And You know, I don't know, man. I think that somebody who has this much TV experience, this much experience with people running businesses successfully, I don't think that that's necessarily a bad person to be in that figurehead role. It's all about who's built up around him. I'm assuming. I don't know.
The truth is
nobody knows. We all pretend we know. Yeah, Dave Smith kind of knows.
I feel like he's the kind of asshole that when he gets old, he's going to put like Sarah Palin in his cabinet and shit. Like other celebrity people.
No. I don't think so.
I think he even said he would put Sarah Palin in.
He's not going to win.
That's just stupid. He shouldn't do that.
If he does get the nomination, it's so that the Republicans can throw the election away to Hillary so they don't waste a good candidate running against her.
Yeah, man. The other thing is Hillary versus Trump, I think that's what it should be. What a fucking fun election that would be. You know, it's so funny because people are phonies.
I feel like Jon Stewart saw this coming and that's why he retired. He's like, I'm not dealing with this.
Dude, people are just such phonies. Okay, people don't care about this shit at all, right? It's like the Olympics. It's like the World Cup. It's politics. Like nobody, for the 3.5 years leading up to it.
People care about politics. A lot of people care about politics.
I love it. He's very contrarian. This is why it doesn't work with me in Scopo. Every time I say a statement,
said a fucking dumb statement right there.
It's not a statement. I'm in the middle of making. I'm not even done making my point yet.
But he's not done making his dumb point yet.
Yeah. I'm not done making the point yet, stupid fuck. I'm saying that once every. No, yes, there are people in the world who care about politics. Obviously, Chris. Thank you. Yes, I know. That is a wrong statement. What I'm saying is the general public, you or I, all the people that are walking around, 98% of the people that are walking around don't give a fuck until the election season comes up, until the World Cup comes up, until the Olympics come up. Who gives a fuck about downhill luge except for during that season? But people are so passionate about it when it comes around.
Oh, no. I think a lot of people care about fucking the politics. They can't do shit about it because they have elected president for 4 years. It's 4 years. I think a lot of people just don't like this, don't like that. They're waiting for the fucking Obama to be out. I don't think that at all. A lot of people fucking don't like.
Yeah, man.
They
if people
do
didn't
shit,
care about
though.
Politics, there wouldn't be 24-hour news channels devoted to it.
Yeah,
yeah. I just don't agree. Here's the thing: if you look at the numbers on those 24-hour news channels, nobody's watching except during election season. When there's elections, they fucking spike up, and when there's not, they're down. I just think it's kind of phony that people. Like when it comes down to like just this season, I don't see anybody posting. Look at Facebook. There's a select few people that you know that are posting about politics regularly. Okay. And then everybody else doesn't care. But as soon as election, dude, watch what happens to every female when Hillary becomes the candidate. Watch how passionate everybody gets. Watch how fucking everyone will think everyone will talk about things like their professional, you know, political analysts, and that becomes everything about them. But nobody actually really gives a fuck. And I don't think it matters. That's the point I'm making about all of this, is it doesn't actually matter. I really believe that.
I mean, I agree with you that the country was bought and sold hundreds of years ago, and that really it's corporations that run it, and that's just a figurehead.
Yeah, what you were saying about the mob before, he's in bed with the mob. All these candidates are in bed with corporations. They're in bed with them. They are illegal mafias.
Whose joke was that politicians should have to wear like the branding of who sponsors them, like NASCAR drivers?
Oh, I don't know. That's funny though.
I can't remember whose joke that was. It's a fucking funny joke.
Yeah. It's man. Look, obviously we're gonna cover it more because I'm not even faulting everybody. We're gonna cover it more. We don't talk about fucking politics on the show really. But now that we're coming into an election season, it'll be a fun, sexy thing, but it's supposed to be.
He'll keep it interesting.
This is the thing. Like, this is why Trump and Hillary will be great, and this is why I think that they're going to both win. Because if you look at it, they need something to go up against American Idol. They need something to go up against America's Got Talent. They need something that is going to be compelling. They need that story. And what is fucking better than Hillary, the fucking, you know, that name, fucking Clinton, dude, that fucking chick versus Donald Trump, this fucking asshole who's known for talking shit to even like those questions that they're setting up about him, the way he talks about women. Like, it's just, it's all foreshadowing for what is inevitably going to happen. I know people think I'm wrong about this and think it's going to be Bush versus Clinton. Trump's going to win this fucking election, dude. And it is only because it is a much sexier nighttime fucking TV show.
Well, that's terrifying because that sounds like fucking Idiocracy.
That's what it is.
Macho Camacho.
That's what it is.
But you know what, though? He's getting people to watch this. Would we be talking about this right now if he wasn't on it last night?
Probably, but not anywhere near. We wouldn't spend 15 minutes.
I don't think we would talk about it at all.
I'll tell you why we would. Because they would have found the next sensationalized story. That's what the news's job is. That's what TV networks are here for. It is their job to find the story. So would it would
yeah, if it weren't for Trump, we would still be talking about Chris Christie.
Yeah, exactly.
I think he's bringing it more to light. I think people watched it last night because they wanted to see what he was going to say. Yeah. I think he definitely got bigger ratings than if he wasn't on it.
Once again, you're not disagreeing with me. Yes, yeah. I agree. 100%. Yeah. All right, let's fucking wrap up. We'll do some plugs. Anything coming up, boys?
Labor Day weekend. I'll be down the shore again, Uncle Vinny's, whole weekend. So come check it out. A lot of fun.
Labor Day fucking
follow
weekend.
Me on Twitter, @ZachIsNotFunny. Be sure to check out all these upcoming roast battles, because I got a few jokes for a couple people, and they're going to be awesome.
Yeah, so you got some more gigs?
Yeah, I got some more gigs.
See, Zach is the fucking man.
Oh, yeah,
dude.
I'm roasting Joe List. I don't think it came out yet, but fuck it.
Oh, we said it last week on the show.
Yeah. Thursday night, it's me versus Joe. Me versus you. Joe List, it's the 13th August. I don't know who else is going. Dave Smith is battling Christina Hutchison.
Should be a good one. And then
Ian Fidance is battling Tom Cassidy.
Fun. Fun times, man. So check that out, man. Go to my website, GomezComedy.com. Sorry, way too loud. GomezComedy.com. Follow me on Twitter, @LewisJGomez. I got some dates coming up. I'll be out in L.A. in September. Reno. Rhode Island coming up in October. End of the summer, man. Not much going on. But, I don't know. Anything else? Nothing else to plug? We're all good. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. We'll check you next week. Realize Podcast. Peace.
That's all, folks.